Speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
A professional football coach started his tenure by addressing his team with this statement, "This is a football." By that statement, he intended to return the team to the fundamentals of football. He knew that only by paying attention to the fundamentals can a team be successful. And in the Lord's church, to be successful, likewise, there must be the attention paid to fundamentals. What do we mean by these terms, fundamentals? Well, fundamental is defined as, quote, serving as the foundation, connected with the foundations, going to the root of things, essentially a thing of primary importance, serving as the necessary starting point, essentially basal principle rule. And what I want to share with you this afternoon, and perhaps again tomorrow, is the subject softening of fundamentals. Fundamentals, the foundation, or something connected with the foundation. Now, by softening, we mean the process of becoming milder, relenting, becoming less harsh. Simply to examine the state of the church today shows that we have softened on the fundamentals in many areas. And we want to notice some of those areas where there's a softening of fundamentals. Number one, I believe the ignorance of members is an indication of the softening of fundamentals. Much of the material used today in Bible classes is rehashed from somebody else's material. And much of the teaching, perhaps, is not really addressing the needs of the students, not addressing the subject of the Bible. There's no emphasis in the home about the Bible in many cases. There's a prevalence of false doctrines and a failure to know how to rightly divide the word of truth and not being set for a defense of the gospel. There's an indication of the softening of fundamentals. So through the ignorance of members, there's a softening of fundamentals. And maybe there's a number of reasons for that. I've heard it said that, well, you need to preach on something different. Preach in such a way that you don't give offense to anyone. Well, if you preach on Christ, there's going to be some unbelievers who are offended. If you preach about God, atheists would be offended. If you preach about the one church, perhaps those who claim that it doesn't really matter what you believe, just as long as you're sincere and you go join a good Bible-believing church, there will be some offense that takes place. And we need to understand the Word of God and rightly divide that Word. In 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 12, the Apostle Peter had this to say, "Wherefore I will not be negligent, put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, that is, I think it's good, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir up you by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me." And then he says in verse 15, "Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance." The Apostle Peter is simply saying, we need to be reminded, and we need to be reminded and reminded again. And we need to stay with the Word of God. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2, he says, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior." So here the apostle is again reminding them that he's simply seeking to stir up their minds by way of remembrance. And when we forget the fundamentals, when we forget the Word of God, when we forget the foundation and move away, there's the danger of not only softening the fundamentals, but of departing from the true and living God. Well, another reason for softening of the fundamentals is perhaps a desire for something new. Now, advertisers use the term new to sell their products, a new, improved, latest model. People want things that are new, not old. And many times in religion, it's what's new that attracts attention. But that isn't really new, because in Acts 17, verse 21, when the Apostle Paul came to the city of Athens, his spirit was moved within him, the reason he saw a city wholly given to idolatry. But as he had occasion to begin to discuss things with the philosophers there, we have this statement in Acts 17:21, "For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else, but either to tell or to hear some new thing." And sadly, new things are often departures from the old truth of God's Word, the reliable truth of God's Word. And there's a softening of fundamentals when people desire something new and are not satisfied with the tried and true teachings that come from the mouth of God. A third reason there can be a softening of fundamentals is a desire to be popular. But the fact is, Christians are to be different from the world. In Romans 12, Paul says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This means that at times we will not be popular. We are not going to allow the world to squeeze us into its mold. Instead of being conformed to the world, we will seek to be transformed. And furthermore, in 1 Peter 4, verse 4, the Apostle Peter says, concerning outsiders, looking at those who have obeyed the gospel, quote, "Wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you." So Christians living a different lifestyle will have some, perhaps, to ridicule, to mock, to discourage by saying, "You don't really have any fun. You don't live it up like you once did." Well, no, they don't. And the Christian isn't desiring to be popular with anyone but the Lord. He doesn't seek man's approval, but he seeks God's approval. But a fourth reason that there might be a softening of fundamental teachings of the Word of God, could be a desire for members. Now, there's a proper concern for numbers, because numbers represent souls. But it's wrong to seek numbers simply for number's sake or for bragging's sake. Christ taught that believers would be in a minority. Yes, believers would be in a minority. He said in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and verse 14, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Perhaps another reason for softening of the fundamentals is getting away from sound Bible teaching and getting into seminars of social activities concerning any number of subjects, instead of simply preaching the pure, unadulterated gospel of Christ. Well, we've noticed that there is a need for staying with the fundamentals. We've looked at some of the reasons for the softening of the fundamentals. Well, what's the solution to the problem? Well, one is a strong eldership. You see, the Lord's divinely appointed form of church government is that there be overseers, elders, who are also known as bishop or presbyters, who oversee the teaching program of the congregation. In Acts 20, verse 28, Paul wrote to some such elders, and he said, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. So a solution to the problem of the softening of the fundamentals is a strong eldership. Again, in 1 Peter 5, verse 2, the Apostle Peter, who was also an elder, said, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. So there needs to be strong, plain Bible preaching and Bible teaching. Our Lord's commission was, go into all the world, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, and then teaching them, the converts, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, with a promise, lo, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. There needs to be the accepting of the fundamentals that Jesus Christ is the Son of the Almighty God. A faith in Christ that would cause one to want to submit to him. That includes repentance, turning away from sin. Acts 17, verse 30, God now commands all men everywhere to repent. That includes confessing the name of Christ, Matthew 10, verse 32. That includes being buried with Christ in baptism, baptized into water for the remission of sins. That puts one in contact with the blood of Christ, Romans 6, verse 3. And then faithful Christian living.